Welcome, and thanks for listening to the Bodscast. This is episode 3. Help me get to 10,000 listeners by the end of July. Make sure you like, comment, and share. Let's get into this next episode.
You don't know what it's like to be me out here for you. It is an up at dawn, pride-swallowing siege that I will never fully tell you about, okay?
You're simply
God, I hate knowing everything.
My name is Kim, and I love listening to Charlie Prophet. Bye.
Hello, everyone. I'm Charles Bosworth. If you've been following me for any period of time, you may know me as Charlie Prophet or Boz Prophet. And aside from me having an identity crisis, you are following the same person here. In any case, you can call me Charlie or Boz. Now, something we all agree on is that people have lost all things in common. Common ground, common courtesy, common sense, the common good. And, you know, even the common flu is no longer considered common. It's been replaced with COVID. But I digress. Listen, the world is full of problems, and it's impossible for man to correct all of them. We can put band-aids on, but there will always be evil. And as such, there are always going to be problems. Greed, envy, jealousy, hypocrisy, vanity. And you know, there are some people who just have to be angry at anything. These are just a few of the reasons that we cannot cleanse this world of evil, and only God can do that. I have to ask some questions here. Are you perfect? Have you lived your life without any error, without breaking any rules or any laws? Tell me you have not expressed some jealousy or vanity somewhere along the way. Tell me that you have never been a hypocrite. Have you not needed forgiveness from someone for what you did to them, whether that was on purpose or by accident? And have you not done anything that you regret? Surely in your life, at some time or other, you've been unkind to someone, even by accident. We all have. There will always be accidents that do harm, because people are not perfect. And there will always be people who are purposely being mean, because they have to be angry at something. Consider the fact that it is a law to not kill another person, and that law has been around since Moses' time. There are serious consequences for taking a life. But would you kill someone? Not likely. Not unless it's in self-defense, I'm sure. But this law, even though we all know it and understand it, is routinely broken. Every day, someone dies at the hand of another. Why? Because there's evil in the world. That's why. What about stealing? Again, people steal knowing that there are consequences to getting caught. And no one wants their own stuff stolen. So why steal? Well, again, it's because there's evil in the world. All right, let's try bringing this a little closer to home, because I don't think any of you are murderers, and I doubt you've ever really stolen anything, although we could get into the legalism of that. How about rules in the workplace? Have you ever broken one? Now, OSHA is a whole organization that's dedicated to protecting workers in the workplace, and yet people still break the rules, whether intentionally or accidentally, and you know what? Sometimes people get hurt. Employees sue their employers for not protecting them properly, and sometimes the company wins because the employee was negligent. These things happen. Here's another, and I talked about this in the last episode, so I don't want to beat a dead horse, but, you know, people speed on the roads and highways knowing full well that they are breaking the law. And why? Is it because they're evil? Or are they just careless? Now, I'm sure you're not evil. Although wickedness is in man's nature, let's just call this carelessness so that you don't get mad at me. So now that we know that even good people can break the law, either willingly or accidentally, we can look at a couple situations here and try to bring in some reason and logic so we can have a better outlook of the things that are happening in our world today. Recently, some bad police officers killed a man. One case specifically was George Floyd. Caused national outrage, right? Some want to say it was racism. There has not been any evidence of that, but even assuming that that is true, regardless of racism, the officer killed another human without just cause, and that in itself is absolutely wrong, especially considering the officer's life was not in danger. But the officer chose to kill another man, and he did it on purpose. Why? It's because there's evil in the world. And even if it was racism, it's still evil. That's evil. Racism is evil. And if he just had hatred in his heart and he had to be angry for any reason, so he took this man's life, well, it was evil. But if things like this happen on purpose, surely there's also accidents where innocent people are killed by well-intentioned police. Either they're caught in the crossfire, or there is mistaken identity, or there's some other possible mistake. It will happen. Is it right or is it okay? No, it's not. But we cannot completely break down our society because of incidents that were understandably preventable. Statistically speaking, police do more good for us than bad. They help in more ways than the harm that has been highlighted. And we don't hear about the good things because it's expected of them. We expect our police officers to be good. So we don't see all the good things that they do on a daily basis. Now, while we need to hold bad behavior accountable, logic and reason show that police are good people, not bad. Now, there are a few bad apples, but again, we're talking in general, police are good people, not bad. Logic and reason say that when you obey the law, you will not be arrested. Now, I understand there's situations, but we're speaking generally right now. Logic and reason say that when you obey the law, you will not be arrested. So why don't we look at how people respond to the police regardless of their guilt, whether they're guilty of doing something wrong or not. How disrespectful some people are towards police just because a police officer comes over and asks some questions that are actually meant to keep everyone safe. And why do we accept that as the common behavior these days? That it's okay to disrespect the police officer who is actually only trying to do his job to keep everyone safe. There are still some bad apples that cause people problems. But statistically, if we lay down the good with the bad, the good that is done outnumbers the bad by a long shot. And our justice system, while not 100% perfect, is designed to protect the innocent. Now, we understand that sometimes guilty are the ones that end up being protected. But there is a process. Look, it's inevitable that there will be incidents involving good police and bad police. There will be very bad situations that police will handle correct. And then there's going to be very simple situations that police end up handling all wrong. It's impossible that police will always get it 100% right, any more than you are living your life 100% right. It's impossible. Evil, wickedness, and even simple carelessness makes it impossible for us to have a 100% correct society. What we have to do is learn to show grace. That is what God has done for us and how we should exemplify Him. Does that mean that there should be no consequences for bad behavior? Absolutely not. There must be consequences. But we have a system. We have a process. While it's imperfect and it's, you know, has some flaws, it's still the best in the world. And we rely on this system to right the wrongs that are done in our society. Does the justice system always get it 100% right? We know it doesn't. No, it just doesn't. That's not any more possible than you living your life 100% flawless. Can you do that? Can you live your life 100% flawless? I can't live mine 100% flawless. There's going to be mistakes, and we need to hold those accountable for those mistakes, just as wrongdoers are held accountable for their mistakes. And we need to allow the system to work. And when it doesn't work, we need to work harder to get it right. There's a system, there's a process in place that we can follow to make these things work better for us. For example, at one time, DNA kits did not exist. Police had to do their investigations using other methods and relying on other factors for them to get the right person that committed the crime. Do you think they got it right 100% of the time without DNA kits? Well, we know as a fact that they didn't. Sometimes they convicted the wrong person. And now we have DNA kits, and the police are still getting it wrong sometimes. It's just a fact of life. There's imperfections. We cannot condemn a flawed system for being flawed, especially when the whole goal of this system is to protect all of us. When errors or mistakes are found, there's a process to get the error corrected. Now, as there are opponents in every situation, sometimes correcting a mistake may be difficult or even impossible. And this is why we need God in our lives as well. Not only in our system, but actually in our lives. He helps us to not worry. He helps us to forgive. He can even help us to bless the very people that do wrong to us. Why shouldn't we do that? God has given us His grace so that we can live eternally with Him. He's done that to us. And you know what? The alternative really is not that appealing to me. So I'm willing to try to live His example and forgive and bless those who hate me or do wrong to me. Is it easy? No, it really is not. Because if it were, well, everyone would do it. But we were given a new commandment from Jesus. Love one another. Just as Jesus loved us, we are to love one another. And if we remove the anger and the hurt with Jesus' help, and we focus on forgiveness and love, we can change the world. Thanks for listening. Again, I'm Charles Bosworth. Friends call me Boz or Charlie. Follow me on all your favorite social platforms, and you can even listen to my Bozcast on any of your favorite podcasting platforms, such as iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, etc. Just search for the Bozcast. And if you don't mind me asking, can you help me reach 10,000 unique listeners by the end of this July? I would really appreciate it. I hope you enjoy your day. I'll talk to you on the next episode of the Bozcast. And remember to exercise your right to practice the golden rule and treat others the way you want to be treated in every instance and every interaction you have with others, and watch your world change. Plant seeds of success in your mind's garden.
God, I hate knowing everything.
My name is Kim, and I love listening to Charlie Prophet. Bye.